Dr. Phil Williams, who's lived in Hopkins County for some time, is still pretty new on the job as director of the Paris Junior College Sulphur Springs Center. And I talked with Dr. Phil Tuesday morning.
Yeah, I took the job February the 9th. Mm-hmm. I came from Dallas Baptist University. I've been there the last 12 years as the department chair of kinesiology. Uh-huh. I was at East Texas State for 16 as the head track and field coach for men and women. While I was there, I completed my doctorate and then went from there to Dallas Baptist University. So I've been in the area, actually moved here from San Angelo in 1985, 86. Mm-hmm. And to start my doctoral work, and had a background in track and field, and the AD at the time knew me, and they needed a track and field coach, so jumped in there and did that for quite a few years, and have always lived here in the area. My wife and I, Vanessa and I, live pretty close to Emblem, just north of Ridgeway, and we grow grapes and blackberries and peaches and have a little winery, and that's kind of our hobby.
Yeah.
And so I was 102 miles for 12 years one way, now I'm 12. So that's nice.
You know,
it's nice being really at home again, so.
Yeah, I was going to ask you the attraction, but I guess having a job opening so close to home in the academic area was attractive to you.
Yeah, at the university, you know, the last two or three or four years, reading the news and looking at the economy and everything that's taking place, I believe the junior college is going to have a greater impact on the workforce, in the community especially, generally. A lot of your four-year degrees are what I call soft degrees. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's so much offered at the junior college where there's certificates, there's the applied science, and those that want to go on, you know, they're getting their basics and moving on. But I had looked at Grayson Community College back maybe November, December. They have an enology certificate, winemaking. And I was just kind of went there to look at it and was really impressed with what they offer at the junior college. Mm-hmm. And I've been wanting to move back home, but I became impressed with several years ago what the impact junior college can make, community colleges.
Yeah.
And then looking at Grayson's, and then I just kind of looked on the Paris site and saw that they needed a director here. And I know I'm from the area. I've been in the area since 85, 86, and know quite a few people. And I've played music around town some with different people. I play keyboard and just kind of been involved here and there. My wife was at Terry's Furniture for 25 years. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows her, I think. And, you know, it just seemed like a good fit, and it just seemed like what the Lord maybe was moving us in this direction, and the interviews went well. And it's been a great 2.5 months. Mm-hmm. I mean, I work with a group here at the Sulphur Springs Center that's unbelievable, and so is the entire Paris Junior College community. And and the excitement of the new building, you know, the new campus, and I've been over there a few times looking at it, and they're working on that. And I think we're trying to get the entire campus there by fall 16, and some of the vocational classes there, the welding and others, this summer, and then possibly even not too far after that, some of the other workforce areas, tech areas. But yeah, it all seemed like it was time to make a good move into something that I feel pretty strong about. I believe the community college can make a huge impact on our economy, in the community itself, and get people right into the workforce with more hands-on experience. And so there was quite a bit. Yeah, the 12 miles is nice instead of the 102 one way, which gives me more time to be here. I'm closer to my mom, who's in a nursing home here, and I'm not making it 15 to 18 hours a week driving, you know, and such. So,
KSST News.